Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Enough. Your Health, Your Weight, and What It's Like to Be Free presents Oprah Winfrey's public and personal reflections on health, weight, and the emotional forces that shape lifelong patterns. Built from widely discussed themes in her interviews and wellness work, the book frames weight not as a simple willpower issue, but as a complex intersection of biology, environment, stress, habit, and self-worth. Oprah explores how shame and perfectionism can keep people stuck, and how real change often starts with honesty, support, and compassionate self-leadership. Rather than offering a rigid diet plan, the narrative emphasizes mindset shifts, sustainable routines, and a clearer understanding of why the body responds the way it does over time. The title signals the core message: freedom comes from deciding you are enough now, while still choosing health-enhancing behaviors. Readers can expect a blend of lived experience, motivational guidance, and practical framing for building a healthier relationship with food, the body, and identity. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, redefining weight as a whole life issue. A central idea associated with Oprah Winfrey's health conversations is that weight is rarely just about food choices in isolation. The book highlights how sleep, stress, work demands, family roles, trauma, and social pressure can shape eating and movement habits, often for years before someone recognizes the pattern. This perspective reframes weight management away from moral judgment and toward problem solving. If weight change is treated as a character test, setbacks trigger shame and an all-or-nothing restart cycle. If it is treated as a whole life system, the focus shifts to identifying drivers such as emotional regulation needs, routine gaps, and environmental cues. The book encourages readers to ask better questions. When do I overeat, and what need am I trying to meet? What is my daily structure, and where does it break down? What support do I actually have? By widening the lens, readers can stop blaming themselves for not matching a simplified formula and instead build a realistic plan that matches their life constraints. The goal is a more accurate, kinder diagnosis of the problem, which is often the first step towards sustainable change. Secondly, from shame to self-respect, the inner story behind change, another major topic is the emotional narrative people carry about their bodies. Oprah has frequently discussed how public scrutiny and private self-criticism can create a persistent sense of failure, even during periods of progress. The book positions self-respect as a stronger foundation than self-punishment. Shame may produce short bursts of control, but it also increases secrecy, rebounds, and disengagement. By contrast, self-respect supports consistent choices because the person believes they deserve care. This topic explores how identity language matters. Seeing oneself as broken often leads to extreme plans and inevitable collapse, while seeing oneself as capable supports gradual change. Readers are encouraged to separate worth from weight and to replace harsh inner commentary with truthful, compassionate accountability. That does not mean ignoring responsibility. It means choosing behaviors because they align with health and freedom, not because they are a penance. The book suggests that freedom includes being able to eat, move, and live without constant mental negotiation and guilt. By addressing the inner story, the reader can build a healthier relationship with food and body image that remains stable even when the scale fluctuates. Thirdly, sustainable habits over perfect plans. Instead of centering on a single method, the book emphasizes consistency, structure, and realistic routines. Many people approach weight loss as a temporary project with strict rules, expecting a finish line after which normal life resumes. Oprah-associated messaging often challenges that model, pointing toward lifestyle design rather than short-term restriction. This topic focuses on building habits that survive busy weeks, travel, celebrations, and emotional storms. The practical angle is to choose repeatable actions, regular meals that prevent extreme hunger, movement that is enjoyable enough to maintain, and planning practices that reduce decision fatigue. Readers are guided to view progress as an accumulation of small choices, not a heroic sprint. When perfection is the goal, any slip becomes proof the plan does not work. When sustainability is the goal, a slip becomes data that helps refine the system. The book also underscores that different bodies and lives require different strategies, so personalization matters more than copying someone else's routine. The result is a framework that rewards resilience, returning to supportive habits quickly rather than waiting for motivation to return. Fourthly, health, physiology, and the reality of plateaus, a recurring theme in modern health discussions and one aligned with Oprah Winfrey's public dialogue, is that the body adapts. Weight loss is not a straight line because metabolism, hunger signals, stress hormones, and muscle mass influence outcomes. This topic addresses why plateaus happen and why they are not evidence of personal failure. Readers are encouraged to understand basic physiological feedback loops. Dieting can increase hunger, reduce energy expenditure, and heighten cravings, particularly under chronic stress and poor sleep. By acknowledging these realities, the book supports a more strategic approach that includes recovery, patience, and health markers beyond the scale. It also promotes a broader definition of health that can include energy levels, mobility, medical labs, mental clarity, and emotional stability. This framing helps readers avoid extreme measures when progress slows. Instead, they can adjust inputs thoughtfully, such as refining meal composition, strengthening routines, or seeking professional guidance. The overall message is that knowledge reduces self-blame. When people understand the body's protective responses, they can work with their physiology rather than fighting it through cycles of deprivation and rebound. Lastly, freedom as the outcome, living like you are enough. The title points to the end goal, freedom. This topic explores what freedom looks like when health becomes an act of self-ownership rather than a constant battle. In this framing, freedom is not simply reaching a target weight, it is reducing obsession, reclaiming attention, and building a life where food and body worries do not dominate the day. Oprah Winfrey's influence in personal development often centers on aligning actions with values, and the book connects health choices to the bigger life a reader wants to live. Freedom can mean walking without pain, feeling confident in social settings, traveling with ease, or having the stamina to show up for family and work. It also includes the psychological freedom of ending the cycle of self-judgment and comparison. Readers are invited to practice a present tense sense of enoughness. You do not have to earn dignity through shrinking. From that stable ground, change becomes a form of care, not a punishment. The topic also emphasizes that long-term freedom often requires support, whether through community, coaching, therapy, or medical professionals. Sustainable health is portrayed as a team effort and a lifelong practice. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who feel exhausted by dieting cycles, public or private shame about weight, or the sense that health has become a constant negotiation. It also fits anyone who wants motivational clarity without being forced into a single rigid method. The main benefit is the shift from self-blame to self-understanding. By framing weight and health as a whole life system, the book helps readers identify what actually drives their choices and what kinds of support and routines are realistic. That change in perspective can improve not only eating and movement habits, but also confidence, stress management, and the ability to recover quickly after setbacks. Compared with similar books that focus narrowly on meal rules or dramatic transformations, this one stands out for its emphasis on emotional freedom and sustainable identity change. Oprah brings cultural visibility and long-term reflection to a topic many people experience in silence, making the message feel both personal and broadly relatable. Buyers get a mindset-centered framework that can work alongside many nutrition plans, medical approaches, or fitness programs, helping them stay consistent and humane as they pursue better health. If you would like to support Oprah Winfrey, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.